you'll get to a point in life, or you should, and you should already be there, to be honest with you, where if something will come up and you're trying to explain it to somebody, and before you even start to explain it, you say, oh, you already know. Take your car in. Hey, my air conditioner's broke. Could you fix it? And you start to explain what the problem is, and you say, well, you know, I think, well, never mind, you already know. You call the water department, you say, hey, I paid my bill, but I got a little issue here. What's going on? Paid it on time. And they check it and start talking, and you say, yeah, you already know. In other words, they didn't log it or whatever, and you got the receipt, and they say, oh, sorry, we forgot to log it or whatever, put it on your account or whatever. And you're like, I already knew, you already know. Same games. You already know, people. Your kid comes in with they fell down and scratched their leg. I scratched my leg, oh no, I'm bleeding to death. You say, you already know, you just grab a Band-Aid, put it on there. Hydrogen peroxide, put it on there. My point is, it's almost to the point where you don't even want to talk anymore, because it's like you've already said it all. You've seen it all, you've said it all. Somebody calls in and says, I'm going to be hour late. This guy went down the wrong side of the street. This lady was watching and laughing. If they call it sick, you've already heard it. You have a sore throat. Whatever it is, you already know. You get a flat tire, you take it in here. Hey, I think there's a nail in the tire. And before you even say it. Or after you say, oh, you already know how to fix that. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Somebody calls you up crying about something. My spouse left me. Oh, no, it's the end of the world. You already know they've done it before. You already know it's not going to work. They can't have a decent conversation between each other, and they're fighting back and forth. You already know it's going. If they don't become introspective and look at the other one as looking at themselves, that you know it's going to end, and it's just going to get worse and worse, and eventually it's going to be divorce court or jail or something. It's just getting worse. It's going to get worse. You can pull up the Bounty Hunter D Cheater Show, and you already know what's going to happen before it happens. You can pull up the Roadrunner cartoon, and you can watch season 1, episode 1. Oh, okay. That's cool. Then season 1, episode 2, and then about the third, and after about season 2, you already know that Wile E. Coyote is going to destroy himself, and Roadrunner's just still sitting over there chilling. You got Illuminati agents attacking you. And then they go away for 2 weeks, and then they come back. You already know what's going to happen. You got people trying to cause drama in your life when you're in peace. They pop up out of nowhere. And you already know it's the spirit of the air, spirit of the age. you got a family member or somebody who calls you on a regular basis, and they keep saying the same thing over and over and over. You are, before you pick up the phone, and when you do pick up the phone, you say, you already know what I'm going to say. How do I know what you're going to say? Because I know what you're going to say. And if you say the same thing every time, I say the same thing every time. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. I have nothing new. You won't believe what they did at work today. Yeah, I would, because I see it every day. You won't believe what they said to me. Yeah, I would, because I've heard it all. They're lying about me. Welcome to the new, welcome to the world, the real world, people. I can't stand the gossip and the backbiting. I'm going to put my 2-week notice in. 3 weeks later, they're still there. 6 months later, they're still there. Don't you know it's a game? Don't you know it's a drama game? God's the steady state of the saints should be peace. Total peace, right? Just living in peace. And that's your whole goal. I would hope so. If you're saved, your whole goal is to live in peace, you know. So somebody enters into your storyline and trying to take away your peace. You know the game already. You already know the game. If you don't have peace, you better run to Jesus, get saved, and renew your mind. I'm saved, but I still don't have peace. Get in the Bible and read it. Memorize scriptures. Start memorizing scriptures. So anytime you face off with a situation, you got a Bible verse in your mind. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Exodus 14:14. You should have Bible verses. The battles, like Charles Stanley said, you've got to read these stories and these battles before they hit you. You got to prepare for the battle, because you're in a warfare, and it's a warfare against souls. If you're saved, you're not going to lose your salvation, but if they can take you out of your equilibrium, and you might be witnessing to somebody, but if you're if you're discombobulated, how are you going to help somebody else? If they're trying to discombobulate you, that's you, how are you going to help somebody else with some truth? I got a flat tire. Oh no, you got spare in the trunk, right? Yeah, all right, there you go. Don't go crazy about it. Somebody just died in my family. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. You already knew people were gonna die. You see it all the time. You see dead animals all the time. You see dead trees. Everything down here has to go through the death and resurrection process. Some things ain't even worth talking about. Okay, so somebody died. I'll come over there and just sit with you. I really don't have anything to say, because I'll just sit here and help you get through it. And 30 days later, you should be fine. Moses died, and they mourned him for 30 days, and they moved on, you know. But if somebody dies and you're still dealing with it 10 years later, that's something inside a person. That is internal. You haven't moved on. You're wanting to... You're wanting this place to be permanent. You're wanting permanency down here. People, the job goes, bankrupt or whatever, and they go crazy. They worked at a job 30, 40 years, and then it just lays people off, and they lose their mind. They have revenge and anger and bitterness, and it's like, well, you already knew that these corporations are businesses, and they buy and sell all the time and go bankrupt. Why'd you put your trust in a corporation instead of God? Why didn't you get another? While you had a good trade, why don't you learn another trade as a backup? My wife just left me. Well, you already had the signs. You already knew it was going to happen, because if a person's planning on leaving, there's always precogs to them leaving. If she's hiding her phone, you already know what's up. You shouldn't be hiding. You shouldn't, in a marriage, you shouldn't hide phones or finances or anything. The only reason somebody's doing that is because they're getting ready to do it. They're scheming to get out. They're not one. If you're not one, why are you married? If you don't have the same purpose, the same goals, the same dreams in that marriage, and the same hopes, and it's just an arrangement. They're not oneness. There's no oneness there. Seen it all, heard it all. You already know. You saw it in your grandparents. You saw it in your parents. You saw it in your neighbors. You saw it in your aunts and uncles. You saw the game when you were coming up. You've already seen all the games. And so you think you're outside of that? So the only way to handle it, life, whatever hits you, is tell yourself the truth. They cheated. They were a catfish. You believed a lie. That's all. They configured this big fat lie, because they're big fat liars, and they pulled you in. You wanted to believe the lie. Blame yourself. Don't blame them. And it's going to keep happening. You know the biggest catfish in this whole world is your government. You believe their lies. And you're going to vote, and you believe you think it's going to change? It ain't going to change. It don't matter who's in office. You're believing lies, catfishing yourself, really. You're actually gaslighting yourself, is what this comes down to.